That's just a question. Sid, one of the quotes that stuck out to me is when you said the R value of the old part of the building was 1.4 or something of that nature. When you renovate in options one and two, how much are you going to be able to do to address the costs related to heating a building with such poor, such low R value? And is that a positive, negative in your mind? Or compared to all three, that you're going to end up with the same amount of expenses?
You will never get the R values of the walls in an existing building up to more than about 8 or 9, at 1.8. New, we can probably be in the range of 15. But, you know, what does that mean? It will be more costly to heat. There are more likely to be air infiltration, drafts. You do your best to attack them, but you really can't open every space where air might be finding its way through. You can cover the whole building over, but that, again, it's kind of moving all the walls. It's a question of practicality. So some parts of the building, we felt, you know, a facelift is all they need. Other places, we're going to have to do a more extensive exterior renovation. But it'll still, it won't get to the level of a newer piece.
So should I put that down as a negative?
In terms of the air handling costs, just to move the ventilation around, exchange fresh air with exhaust air, I don't have a good sense of where, you know, unlike in a house where you're keeping the same air in your house most of the time, the R value, I think, is more important in a residence than in a building. But I don't know what sense of quantitatively.
He's asking you.
You're a resident expert.
Or what you know, when you get to 4 or 6 or something like that, is that considered reasonable? And you know, you're looking at pennies rather than dollars at that point.
I'm a cynic, and I'm a bad one to ask, because early on in my career doing schools, I had a mechanical engineer tell me that 80% of the energy cost in a school building is air changes.
Right.
So if you don't insulate the roof at all, it doesn't matter. And I got the state telling me you got to do R30. And I have engineers now telling me, yeah, it does make a difference. I don't know the answer for sure, but I think on basic premise, you're right. Air handling, air changes are a big issue for a school building. You got to heat that air somehow. We increasingly are using heat exchange systems, which are more sophisticated, more costly, more requiring of maintenance, but temper the air coming into the building and bring you value back from the heat you've already generated. There's still only about 70%, you know, maybe that much efficient. And that's if they're maintained properly.
Right.
So you still, in a new building, it's part of why, you know, Warren made this point some weeks ago. When you do a new building, the systems will be more sophisticated. And if you think it's going to be a lot cheaper, you're wrong.
Right.
It won't be. It'll be a lot healthier, a lot more comfortable, and it won't smell bad in the bathrooms. But it's still going to require more air, and you got to heat that air.
I'm not disagreeing with the comment. I'm just trying to get to the bit. How is this a major issue or is this a minor issue?
But it is an equal issue among all three. You know, it's the air issue.
I mean,
in terms of the insulation, the heating cost for the old building.
We are bound by energy regulations to insulate the building, insulate the roof. So that's really, as you just said, or as Sid just said, we have to do that on all three. So it's really now just the air changes that we're dealing with. The insulation has and does factor into the operational costs. And it's not as big an issue as it is going to be for the air that we're trying to heat and in room 213 cool.
Mrs. Mandel, at the beginning of the meeting, we opened some degree of public discussion and then closed all public input after the four meetings, and we're now with the committee and no longer taking public input.
That's convenient. Thank you.
Yes, it is for us. We thank you. Mike?
I don't think you can minimize the importance of the option one having the girls' gym and the lecture hall. I'm thinking from the perspective of coordinating the MCAS, for example.